Petri Dish is a product of Petri Dish Media, all rights reserved. Petri Dish is a science comedy podcast and should not be used as medical advice. Do not get medical advice from a podcast.
And therefore, as a free man, I take pride in the words, Ich bin ein.
Science! Science! Ha!
I know the human being and
science
can coexist peacefully.
This was our finest.
Today's episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. Do you feel like you're stuck in a dinner rut? With HelloFresh, you get free pre-measured ingredients with mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Skip all those trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. You can now enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in 30 minutes or less. With over 25 recipes to choose from each week, there is something for everyone to enjoy. All recipes are designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. Go to the link in our show notes to get $80 off, including free shipping on HelloFresh Canada, Canada's number one meal kit.
Hey guys, welcome to Petri Dish. I'm Nathan.
I'm Sean.
So this week we're going to do a quick episode, but about something that I know I've been fielding a lot of questions about, which is always bad when I'm fielding questions.
Right, yeah. yeah, sometimes I'm standing next to you, but people look you in the eyes and ask you about it.
Yeah, they're like, Nathan, what's it like being an immunologist? it's, you know, I'm not the guy to ever back down, so I just lie.
I know, you do.
But this week we're going to talk about booster shots for COVID-19. You know, there's obviously different vaccines that even use different technologies, and I know just for me, myself, and I've been wondering, like, what needs a booster shot? When should one get a booster shot? I'm not immunocompromised, I think. I'm mentally compromised. When is my booster shot coming?
Yeah. You
know? So this episode, we're going to do something like a Frost Nixon, okay, where I'm going to interview Sean a little bit.
Yes.
And try to figure out what's the deal with booster shots, all your questions answered. Unless you have more questions, in which case you should tell us later.
Oh, wait, that makes me Nixon.
Yeah.
I don't like this anymore.
Get me out of here.
I am not a crook. So why don't we take, you know, the quick little thingy, and then when we come back, let's go ahead and let's do it. Let's do this episode.
Okay, Sean, so first thing first, you'll read an article about booster shots, but I don't know which vaccines have booster shots in circulation right now.
Right, okay, so right now, people who are immunocompromised can get either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines as booster shots.
Okay, wait, right now?
Yeah, right now, okay. Immunocompromised people in the United States of America, if it's been 4 weeks since their second shot, they can get their third shot for either Pfizer or Moderna.
So Johnson & Johnson, all the adenovirus ones, none of those, though.
Right, so Johnson & Johnson was a single-shot one, and they still have not figured out if they want to do another shot or when or anything like that.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Why are they so behind?
Well, Johnson & Johnson vaccine uses a different technology with an adenovirus, and it's a lot of, or so far, the adenovirus vaccines, a majority of them have gone with a single shot, potentially because there might be an immune response to the actual adenovirus part, which might make the second shot like less effective or something like that.
Interesting.
But there's been a lot of other things about like mixing and matching vaccines and stuff like that. So I would say that Johnson & Johnson, they're still trying to figure their shit out. That's a whole different category.
Wow. There. Isn't it just like pretty clear that the mRNA ones are better?
So far, they seem to be winning.
Okay, they seem to be
winning by like a sizable margin.
Okay, and then I think I want to take a step back. I should have led with this. I'm so embarrassed. But what exactly is a booster shot? Is the formulation changed at all? Is it somehow at all chemically different? Or is it just more of the same vaccine?
Okay, so in the broad scheme of things, ignoring COVID-19, a booster shot is another dose of vaccine, but it does not need to be the same formulation. So it could be a different formulation. There could be a different adjuvant in there. It could be based off of like a slightly different version of the virus or something like that.
Okay.
All of those would qualify as a booster shot. The main point is that you've already gotten the vaccine, so you've developed immunity. Okay. And the booster shot is just to come in to kind of wake your immune system back up and remind them that this thing is still out there.
Okay. That's interesting, because I guess if you remember from our adaptive immune system episodes, your T cells, okay, they're very busy babies, right?
Yeah.
T cells could have figured out some sort of disease, but over time they might lose that kind of muscle memories. An awkward expression when we're talking about the human body.
Just memory.
Yeah,
because there are what are called memory T cells and memory B cells. These are the things that can stick around for years after your vaccine.
Yeah.
And then the booster shot can just kind of increase their levels a little bit, increase your antibody levels, just kind of like reactivate your immune system a little bit.
Just like customers, you know, after math class, sometimes they forget how much 20% is for the tip on my bill.
Yes.
And they just accidentally put 10%. And it kind of requires you to come and slap them like once every few months and be like, hey, it's supposed to be 20%.
Yeah. What a bunch of hookers. There was one time when you and I were working at Coco Noche and a huge Australian group came in. And on that first night, they accidentally tipped us like 30% on a gigantic bill. So we like made money.
Yeah.
And then the next night they came back in and they tipped us 0% on an equivalent bill to like average things out to 15%. The problem was that some of the staff working on the second night were not there on the first night. So they got chumped. And that was
hilarious. Did we end up tip sharing that at all?
I think we did. Yeah, because we all felt bad.
Because you felt bad, and I was drunk on pork, so I couldn't say no.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Okay. Well, anyway. All right. So let's get specific to COVID then.
Yeah.
You're getting a... Well, maybe you're not, because the advisory boards don't like it. But let's say you're getting a Pfizer booster shot. Is that at all chemically different from what you got last time?
No, not right now. Not right now. If you wanted a booster shot, you could walk into a Walgreens or CVS and be like, give me the vaccine. No. And then they would prick you with that vaccine and that would be a booster shot.
All right. So this kind of preempts or butts booties my next question, which is how you develop booster shots. Because in this case, hey, don't worry about it, Daddy. But I think we kind of hinted this like maybe months ago, but I thought mRNA vaccines were real, like the mRNA technology is really cool because you could adjust it pretty easily in theory.
Yeah.
Why the heck are we getting some basic ass bitch booster shots when we could begin some good ass Delta like varianted booster shots?
Sure. Yeah. Pfizer and Moderna are already working on it. Pfizer has already made the mRNA for it, which is the easiest part. And because they are mRNA vaccines, like that aspect of it is very easy. The harder part is redoing a clinical trial because they want to be able to show that their Delta variant vaccine has improved efficacy for preventing infection by Delta variant than the previous version, and that it's still safe.
Right.
Right? You know, it's only very small changes, but sometimes you never know. You still want to be safe, and you still want people to have confidence in the vaccine process to the extent that they have any, which they should.
Yeah.
But you want it to be safe, so you still want to do the clinical trial.
Right. But I heard a guy who is a doctor tell me that if I took a booster shot of this new Pfizer stuff with ivermectin, then, like, you get the best of both worlds, right?
Wow.
Yeah, right? Like, no side effects.
Don't do that.
He's a guy who's called a doctor, Sean. Gotta listen to a guy named Doctor.
Is this just his name is Doctor?
Doctor. It is kind of, we live in this awkward place where, like, you're like, oh, well, you have to, you know, listen to experts, right? And then someone's like, oh, well, Dr. Bill, he told me this, and he's a doctor. And you're like, oh, well, it's like, when we say experts, we don't just mean an expert. We mean like a broader process of evaluating information, right?
Sure.
And like, I can't read. Like, you go to hell, you die.
Yeah. I mean, just so people know, ivermectin, not FDA approved for COVID.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Great to get rid of parasites.
Yeah. And used in humans. Right. So just to understand, ivermectin used in like a really short course, which is, you don't need to take it for forever to get rid of parasites.
Right.
Short course, particular doses under the prescription and care of your doctor.
Yeah.
Cool. You know what I mean? It's a relatively safe, tried and true medicine. Yeah. But if you're taking it from like the horse version and you're dosing yourself some random fucking dose.
Right.
And you're taking it fucking twice a day, every single day for like 6 months.
That's why you're nauseous.
Everything's out the window. You know what I mean? Like, who knows what's happening to your insides?
I can attest personally that you only need a short dose. I had this roommate who wouldn't pay rent and just blew ivermectin in his face for only 2 days.
Right. Getting rid of the parasite. Yeah.
He's like, yeah. He got out of my house.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway.
Yep.
It's funny when you turn stories that are really about you back into like a made up character.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Yeah, what the fuck are we talking about? Oh, right, okay. The Delta thing, right. So Pfizer is definitely, I'm pretty sure Moderna is working on it, but Pfizer announced that, like, basically they're ready to start clinical trials.
Right.
On their Delta updated version of the vaccine.
Okay.
And so that is a really rapid turnaround time. And so it's a good indication that, like, hey, we should be able to do this pretty quickly, but they do want to do the tests to make sure that it is better. And also that it's still safe.
This is not actually a criticism. That all makes sense to me. But like, by the time they're done with those clinical trials, aren't we going to be done with Delta and onto Theta or something?
Maybe. It might not take that long to get the data in enough to know that it's safe.
Right.
They might go for like an accelerated approval kind of thing again. And who knows? It's possible that if they do it this time, then the next time they have to make it, maybe it'll be an even shorter process or something.
Okay, and then do different vaccines require a different amount of boosters, or when do you get boosters? Like, what's the deal with that?
Yeah, sure. So again, blowing it out outside of COVID for a second, different vaccines definitely have different timings after which their effectiveness starts to drop off. If people go back and try to listen to our vaccine episode, we do talk about how, hey, there's a bunch of vaccines out there, some really common like childhood ones. And they are not necessarily on the same schedule.
Okay.
Like, you might get them every 4 years or something like that. And then you might stop. Okay. And so, like, those other shots, like, after the first one, those were all boosters. So we already get boosters all the time. But sometimes they'll deem, like, oh, this disease is kind of a childhood disease. So we'll have people get boosters up until they're 10.
Right.
And then we'll stop. And then a while later, we might find out, oh, you know what? Like, actually, the data says that 14-year-olds are kind of getting this disease now. So we should add a booster, like, when they're 12.
Okay.
And then that'll help protect them for longer. Okay. So these things kind of change. Oh. It's a little empirically determined.
So if the booster shot, in the case of Pfizer and Moderna, are basically the same as the original shot, then do they also make your testicles swollen?
Who was it that was talking about their cousin?
It's not even worth us saying on the pod.
Was it Nicki Minaj or Cardi B?
It was Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, so clearly her cousin just has a venereal disease. Right. Like, I mean, I think we can all agree that dude just got, like, the clap.
Yeah, yeah.
And so his balls were
like,
swollen.
It was like, it's the COVID vaccine.
Like, oh, no, yeah, I got my vaccine.
Like,
yeah.
Dude, you're dipping in snatch, bro.
That's what happened. So in any case, no, it doesn't do nothing to your balls. If there was a concern, by the way, if you like your junk to work,
yeah,
don't get COVID.
Right.
Because COVID is much more likely to mess around with your sexual function
right.
than the vaccines are. The vaccines do not have that as one of their adverse events.
Right.
Great. Anyway.
Okay. Well, so one of the things I hear from a lot of people, because you'll say, oh, well, blah, blah, blah. You probably don't need a shot yet anyway. Don't worry about it. Like, wait for the process to work. And people are like, yeah, but wait a minute. Really, though? I probably do need a shot now, right? Like, why is it just immunocompromised people? Mm-hmm. I've heard a lot of people compare it to the mask thing early on in the pandemic, where, you know,
N95s like, would have been best. But
yeah. Right, but like, you know, some healthcare experts were worried that if you said everyone needed N95s, there would be a big run on the masks,
sure.
right? And then we wouldn't have masks in hospitals, right? There would be this restricted supply.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, that's also accurate, because there were like hospitals running out of N95s.
Right. Actually happened.
Yeah.
Well, how about with the booster shots? Is this something that you think really everyone should be getting who can get it? Or is it like really, really, really only immunocompromised people need it right now?
So there are some studies that have been done. A particular example of them is an Israeli study that was done where some of the population got boosters like 6 months after they got their second shot to see kind of like what that impact was on Delta.
Yeah. You know how I even know about that? Is the new prime minister of Israel just wrote an opinion article in The Economist.
Wow.
That was like, we're doing boosters. We're boosting everybody. You guys.
Yeah, so I got some things to say about that, which maybe we can get into. But the first thing I would say that is like very true is COVID vaccine boosters will increase antibody titers for everyone that gets them that has a functional immune system.
Right.
And probably for people who have a dysfunctional immune system, it'll still increase it some.
Okay. Right.
So from an antibody level, which is the kind of thing that will bind to the virus and everything, that can definitely protect you.
Right.
Those levels will go up. Okay? Now, it's not clear how much protection you need to stay healthy.
Right.
And it's not entirely sure what the most important goal is in that. Okay?
Right.
Because the current level of vaccine protection with the two doses of Pfizer, two doses of Moderna, is still really good at keeping people out of the hospital.
Right.
From Delta.
Right. This is kind of where people need to understand that we might have different goals when we're talking about the purpose or the goal of the vaccine. It might not be that you just can't get COVID. In fact, there's no vaccine that can 100% protect you from contracting COVID at all.
Right.
It's more like, if you get COVID, is it a slight flu? Or do you get COVID and you're fucking dead, right?
Right. And just so that people understand, this is a legitimate debate and disagreement between scientists and policymakers.
Right.
For some scientists and policymakers, they're like, okay, the key thing is that people aren't fucking dying or being hospitalized, right?
Right.
And if we can get to that level with just the two shots, then for everything else, we should be focusing on getting people those two shots. That should be our main priority.
But the Israeli prime minister is like, no, guys, our main goal is the continued occupation of Palestine. And for that, we need booster shots.
How did you do this?
I'm just kidding. He has a very fractured coalition, so that's not even really fair. They're basically putting off the two-state issue for a while because there's like Arab-Israeli parties in this coalition and left-wing parties. It's very complicated.
Yeah, he's like,
you
thinking about it? Don't think about it. Don't do it.
We were doing pretty good.
Can we please?
I had to derail us because it was like, Stacey's not going to have anything to edit.
Things were pretty smooth. Okay, but so the thing is that, oh shit, what was I actually going to say? You fucking...
I think we keep like half of that.
But there is this alternative viewpoint, which is that, hey, look, what we actually want is enough immunity so that if you get infected, you don't spread it.
Right.
Because there's plenty of people who have been vaccinated that they can get the Delta variant and can get enough viral titer that they will be asymptomatic but can spread.
Right.
So that's enough of a quote-unquote breakthrough infection that you can spread it, again, without symptoms, right?
Right.
And so from one perspective, it's like, oh, well, they're not in the hospital. Maybe there's not long-term damage. But on the other hand, it's like, well, they're still spreading it.
Right.
If you're spreading it and it goes to more people, it might mutate more. We might be in this forever if it keeps mutating, right? So those are two, I think, very legitimate arguments.
Right. I mean, I really like you bringing this up because it's just good for people to realize that it's not like the scientific elite is like one homogenized block, right? The debates that play out among normal people play out with scientists, except you're stupider. And they have bigger words.
Well, so the FDA advisory panel met.
Right.
And so they actually voted twice. And the first vote was on whether or not people 16 or older should get the booster.
Right.
And they said no.
Right.
And then the second vote was on whether people 65 or older should get the booster.
Right.
And they said yes.
And then the third vote was about whether Epic could keep Fortnite and Apple stores.
What did they say? What was the answer?
They said, Apple Daddy gives me the iPad. They said, fuck you, Epic.
Yeah. Apple put out the iPhone 13 info today, right? Yeah, so they're like, I need that sweet 13. Anyway. So, there was a big fracas during the meeting, right? There was a lot of disagreement that was going on. And although, at the end of the day, the vote to not have a booster for people 16 or older was like a pretty overwhelming majority of the vote. And I think that's because the evidence was not there to show that that entire population needed a booster to stay out of the hospital.
Okay, interesting. So they are having fundamentally an ethical debate. Right?
Yes.
Like, I've heard some news reports that say that the debate within the FDA advisory board was about, like, studies, right? About, like, at what point of the evidence we're actually in right now to speak definitively about booster shots. But, like, I mean, as much as that may be true, really we're having an ethical conversation about our goals for the vaccine.
Yeah, you know, there were some interesting wrinkles in the data. So, for example, Israel...
A Wrinkle in Data is such a bad children's book.
Israel has a different threshold for what they call serious COVID.
Yeah.
The thing there, like their criteria, is if you're like kind of having difficulty breathing and if your oxygen stat in your blood is under 94.
Right.
And in the U.S., serious COVID is like, oh, fuck, we need to hospitalize you.
Right.
So like those two, there's actually like a pretty good amount of daylight between those two criteria. And so... For the Israeli policymakers and scientists, they saw a pretty big bump in cases of vaccinated people
right.
who were getting Delta enough to be quote-unquote serious
right.
by their standards.
Right.
Whereas in the U.S., we have not been seeing a huge bump in vaccinated people right. getting Delta, quote-unquote, serious, which we would call hospitalized.
Yeah, writ right? large, you need 100K people dying a day in America for any problem to be considered yeah, even vaguely
we
serious.
We do not take death, like, even close to as serious as the Israelis do. So,
yeah, or, like other countries. yeah.
So we're just not worried about that shit. But anyway, so the point is, like, that definitional difference actually paints the picture differently. Because when they were like, oh, we're seeing this big bump in serious cases amongst the vaccinated, they're like, we definitely need boosters.
Right.
Whereas for us, we're not seeing it, so we're like, the evidence is not clear that we need boosters.
Right.
And that is a real difference in policy and opinion.
Okay. You know, actually, a follow-up question to that. Now that the advisory board has voted against booster shots,
yep.
what does that actually entail? I mean, because we had discussed an Alzheimer's medication a couple months ago, and how an advisory board said that that shouldn't be FDA approved, and then the FDA approved it anyway. So what does it mean that an advisory board ruled against a booster shot?
Right. So in this particular case, I can't remember if there's another vote that needs to happen, but at some point it gets kicked over to the CDC.
Mm.
And generally, most of the time, the CDC will follow the FDA scientific advisory board
right.
ruling on that. So the CDC is unlikely to go their own way. They'll probably stick to the idea that, like, okay, immunocompromised people and people over the age of 65 should get a booster. If you're under the age of 65, there's no need to get a booster right now.
Yeah.
And that's probably where they'll sit on it.
Right.
And yeah, you know, I mean, I do think that there is a little bit of the idea that it's not even clear when you should get a booster.
Right. Right?
The data is not, like, so fully there that we would have a really clear scientific consensus on, like, how boosters should work.
Yeah.
There was a small study that suggested that waiting a couple more months actually increased the benefit of the booster than the Israeli study, which was mainly 6 months after your second shot.
Interesting.
So they were like, oh, 6 months or 8 months. It's clear that there's more study that would need to be done anyway. And maybe it is better to wait until there's a Delta variant booster.
Right.
So, you know, yeah.
Is it just going to be, like, illegal for me to get a booster? Like, what does that mean?
No, I think they're just, a doctor won't be, like, advising you to get a booster.
Okay.
But as far as I understand, the way that, like, shots have been working in general is people can, like, book a vaccine right. shot at, like, a fucking CVS or something.
Right.
And so I think technically if you wanted to get a booster, you could just book yourself a shot at a Walgreens.
There you go. It'd be the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same formulation.
Second Amendment rights, dude. I love it.
Okay,
okay. Yeah.
It's our freedom to get shot.
Right, right, right. But, you know, I mean, that's not me saying we should do all that. I was just curious.
Yeah.
All right, so what about the ethics of all this stuff? You know, like, the thing that we had discussed, I just think, in our private bedroom, in our boudoir, in our lives, in our private lives.
Yep.
At what point should Americans be getting booster shots when you still have places like all over the world where not that many people are vaccinated, you know, given the fact that, of course, you know, the virus can mutate in any person or any population. And so isn't it self-defeating to get booster shots to Americans when there's a bunch of people in, like, I don't know, wherever, who, you know, could make the next Delta. And
right.
then the booster shot is less efficacious anyway.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And as you and I discussed privately, basically, if this world wasn't governed by reality.
Right, right, right.
I would just
you
redistribute.
Mean George Soros.
I would redistribute vaccines such that everybody in the world got two shots.
Right.
Because the threat of the virus mutating, which has clearly already happened several times.
Right.
And
I mean, we're living in that now.
Right. That will continue to happen so long as there are relatively large populations of people that are not protected against the virus.
That's what's so insufferable about some of the conversations around the vaccines and around booster shots is, like, guys, we're in a variant right now.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we're not talking about hypotheticals here. If you don't have a globe that's vaccinated, we're going to be in this cycle forever, right? Or at least for a long ass time, much longer than need be.
Right. So basically the main point, I think, is yes, it would be better, I think, if everyone in the world got two doses.
Yeah.
And no one got three doses, if that's what that meant.
Right.
But there are doses in, like, you know,
right.
a fucking Walgreens in Alabama.
Right.
That they're definitely going to expire before someone ships them to fucking India. Like, that's not happening.
Right,
right,
right, right.
Those doses are already distributed. they need to go into people's arms before
right.
they expire. Like, that to me is much more important. So, like, right. I think that the cat's kind of out of the bag for a lot of doses. I do think that the Biden administration has announced and should continue to do things where they purchase a bunch of doses to ship out.
Right.
That should continue a lot. But for doses that are already here in the U.S., that are already distributed, they should go into people's arms. And if it's in an area where a lot of the people who want to get vaccines have gotten their two doses, then people should start getting their third dose. That's what I think from, like, a real politique, like, actual policy, like, yeah. boots on the ground kind
Very
of thing.
Very Bismarckian.
Yes.
You know, all the listeners don't know this, but when we were in high school, you thought you should be a god emperor king. You know, like,
it would have been nice.
You looked at Frederick the Great.
We wouldn't be in this position right
yeah,
now.
That's true.
If I were a Catherine the Great.
Yeah. Catherine the Great.
I know who I'm like. I know what's
you
going on
sassy
here.
Sassy bitch.
Okay. I like horses.
Okay, well, anyway. So, guys, that's all the questions I've had about booster shots. I know that's a quick episode, but if you guys ever have anything else you're curious about, you should email us at petridish.gmail.com.
Nope, close. petridishpod@gmail.com. You can also tweet at us at dishpodcast. This doesn't help you communicate with us, but you can give us money yeah. at patreon.com/petridish.
You could mail me. I'm not giving you my address, though, all right, so weirdos?
Just write Nathan Allen and start taking that yeah. to the post office. They'll figure it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, look it up in the yellow pages, right? Yellowing from lack of use, right?
That's great.
Yeah.
That's a good joke.
Yeah. Okay, guys, but anyway, so we'll keep you posted next time there's some really sexy Delta booster.
Yep.
If the FDA does any other fun stuff or the CDC.
Sure.
And otherwise, join us next week for our conversation on nuclear submarines.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
What? France recalled its ambassadors. What should we do?
Give those Aussies what they want.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. Whatever Australia wants, they get.
All right, everyone. See you next time.
Talk to you later.
See you later.